Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, May 31st. Happy Friday, everybody. So right now, honestly, there is not a lot to talk about in terms of actual football things happening. Yes, OTAs are going on, but the media is only allowed out there once a week. We don't have recaps every single day to come back and share with y'all. But it is the season of lists, of rankings, all that fun stuff right now. You know, from now until training camps really get hot and heavy, you know, late July. PFF has been putting these lists out like crazy. And want to talk about their linebacker list. They do not have Foye Aluokun listed as a top 10 linebacker in the NFL. So we're going to talk about it here today. Does he belong in the top 10? Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. You can become a channel member here on YouTube. Get access to some cool perks, including discounts at jenjag.com. Get a hat like the one I'm wearing right now. So, Foye Aluokun, entering his third year with the Jaguars, just got a nice contract extension earlier this year. What does he do for the Jaguars on the field? For one, before you even talk about on the field, in between the whistles, he is a leader on and off the field, right? He's the green dot player, the coach on the field, the guy making sure everyone is in the right spot pre-snap, the guy communicating the calls out there, leadership off the field. His preparation, second to none. His drive to be here in Jacksonville and be great, second to none. I know I talk about this story all the time, but last offseason when every other veteran left because they were given mandatory minicamp off by head coach Doug Peterson, Foye Aluokun stayed to help teach and coach and be with his other linebackers. Everybody else was gone except for guys rehabbing. Foye Aluokun stayed. Like, that says so much about this guy. And I know that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with a top 10 linebacker ranking list, right? But to me, it has a lot to do with his impact on the Jaguars and what he does for this football team. And I know we want to talk about what he does on the field, so let's go ahead and do that, right? He is fast. He is athletic. He hits. He covers well. He makes big plays in big moments. He's smart. He sees the field well. And again, he is the green dot guy. Has a lot of responsibility out there. So his speed and athleticism, it shows up all the time on pretty much every play. He is able to get to the ball when a lot of other linebackers just can't. In situations, a lot of linebackers just don't have the athleticism to get to, right? 4.48 40-yard dash. Shows up almost every play. So does his 37-inch vertical. He's able to make leaping plays in the air. His arm length, 32.5 inches. That, along with his athleticism, gives him a really nice big tackle radius. He's able to attempt tackles that, again, some linebackers just couldn't get to the spot to even try to make the tackle, and then he finishes them at a very high clip. His missed tackle rate, it's less than 10%. You will take that all day for a guy that flies around the field the way that Foye Aluokun is able to. And you also talk about the 32.5-inch arms. That helps him disengage from guards and tackles coming downhill, trying to block him into oblivion. He's able to use his athleticism and his length to disengage from these guys. So that helps out in multiple ways. You know, in coverage, he's smart. He understands his assignments, how teams are trying to attack the Jaguars defense, which will be different in 2024. It's not going to be the same assignments for linebackers. It's not going to be the same defensive concepts. Almost always, it's going to be completely different. Two pretty much diametrically opposed defenses, the Jaguars in 2022 and 2023 under Mike Caldwell versus what they're going to be doing in 2024 under Ryan Nielsen. He will occasionally get beat down the field, but he's super tight in coverage, generally speaking, like very good in coverage. I wouldn't say he's an elite coverage linebacker, but again, very, very good. Like, he's not a Fred Warner, right? But a really good coverage linebacker. He does a good job denying anything in the intermediate middle of the field. That's been his primary job in coverage under Mike Caldwell. That will change again in certain looks under Ryan Nielsen, but
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're like, oh, well, he allows 80% completions in coverage. His average depth of target against him in primary coverage is 1.5 yards down the field. So, like, that's literally just dump offs, check downs, drag, shallow crossers. Those are high percentage completions. That's the third lowest average depth of target in the NFL by an off-ball linebacker. I think Quincy Williams, shout out, former Jaguar, is at 1.4. So that just shows that when teams are completing passes against him, it's underneath. He's not allowing space in his zones. He's not allowing easy completions in his zones. He's not allowing you to attack the seam. He's not allowing you to attack the middle of the field. You're just getting the cheap stuff. And again, Ryan Nielsen, his defensive scheme, nothing cheap, nothing deep. I think that Foyalukin, I think he's going to thrive in this defense coming up, but that's neither here nor there. We're talking about what he does as a linebacker, kind of independent of scheme, which it's difficult to do because players are married to the scheme that they're in, obviously. But I think that when you're doing a rankings list, you're trying to separate what this player can do and does do from what they're asked to do in their scheme and kind of universally talk about what this player brings to the field. And what's so special about him beyond his leadership and his athleticism, it's the big plays and big moments, right? He had the fourth most stops in the NFL. That's a PFF stat. That is a tackle that leads to a failure for the offense, which means a tackle on third down where they're not able to get to the sticks, a tackle behind the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage or close to the line of scrimmage. You know, 61 stops in 2023. That's almost four per game. And again, that's the fourth most in the NFL. Like, that is an insane impact for the Jaguars defense. It really is. You've also got the fact that, you know, he does lead the NFL in tackles since arriving in Jax. He had led the NFL in tackles two straight years, almost did it three straight years. But when you look at the 2 years in Jacksonville, he does lead the NFL in tackles. And it does matter. I know a lot of folks make arguments that tackles aren't important stats. Tackles aren't important independent of anything else. I can understand that, right? Like, just because you make a ton of tackles doesn't mean you have a great impact on the game. But if you're making tackles that prevent positive yardage, tackles that prevent first downs, those do matter. They absolutely do. And he does that as much as anyone in this league, consistently. I think he's going to do it even more in Ryan Nielsen's defense. But you've got a good leader, a coach on the field, you know, green dot guy, an elite athlete at the linebacker position, very good in coverage, can also blitz at a high level, which we didn't mention. This is a guy that absolutely knows how to create pressure and slip past blockers as a blitzer. He plays the run extremely well. He does not miss many tackles. He makes timely plays when the Jaguars need them. So yes, this is absolutely a top 10 linebacker in the NFL. The real question is whether or not he's top five. You've got Fred Warner and Roquan Smith, who, in my opinion, they're not the same type of player, but they are in a tier up at the top all by themselves. Then I think you have a conversation. You've probably got Matt Milano, DeMario Davis, a couple other guys. So I have Foye like right outside the top five. But that's a damn good player, a Pro Bowl caliber guy in the right year, depending on how the stats, you know, unfold. Certainly a top 10 linebacker in this league. There are not 10 linebackers I would rather have on my football team than Foye Luke. And in fact, there's probably only like five or six. So the Jaguars are very lucky to have him. I'm fine with him being a secret down here in Duval County, right? He's getting his money. He's making plays, putting up big stats, helping the Jaguars win football games. That's all that really matters. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.